Welcome to Radar Contact,
the air traffic management podcast by Fox ATM.
For this new episode of Radar Contact, we will talk about a key factor of ATM, which is performance management and performance monitoring. And for that, my guest today is Loïc de Rancourt, who is an operational performance expert with DSNA at Paris Charles de Gaulle. Loïc, welcome to the episode. Can you please introduce yourself briefly?
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for having me. My name is Loïc de Rancourt. I've been at NATCO in Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport for almost 15 years now. And 3 years ago, I became an operational performance expert because in 2018, my chief operating officer gives me a call to know whether I could help him get some metrics out of our data because we had a huge lack of them to monitor and to analyze our performance as air traffic control services is concerned. So I said yes. And 3 years ago, we started the project called Skylab, which purpose was to measure our performance because we had a belief that there was a way for improvement in air traffic control as a service. We know that air traffic control is excellent, but that also it would be pretentious to say there's no room for improvement. And we agreed upon an objective, which is if there is a way for improvement, we have to go through getting the most precise picture of the performance we have as air traffic control. And that's the main reason why the project started, because this means everything to us. I mean, we've been through many projects which were rather top-down projects led by the administration, the technical departments, and sometimes going away from the first purpose of the projects and failing for that reason.
I really like what you said, because it's coming back to a common knowledge about performance. Before you can improve something, you have to measure it. And this is where you are going with Skylab. And one important question here is to know exactly what you want to measure, because saying you want to measure performance, there are probably hundreds of indicators, metrics, and KPIs. So the question here would be to know who decided what to measure exactly. Was that coming from the top? Is it the management told you, okay, I want to measure runway occupancy, number of incidents, I don't know, or was there the head of units at lower level asking you to provide the specific metrics they needed?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking, because it's the very heart of the project is about that. You know very well the ATM surroundings. Measuring key performance indicators is like the dot-com of the day. Everybody's trying. With Skylab, we are doing it a different way. I told you my chief operating officer asked me about the global picture, but he wanted to go from the global picture to the very little pixel of it. So we didn't go through a list of KPIs in the first place. We wanted to make available as many as we could. The way we did it was a different way. Let me explain. I mean, this comes from a theory developed by Simon Sinek. It's called the golden circles. So when you talk about key performance indicators, you know that the vast majority of the people building KPIs, they know what KPIs they're building. Very few of them know how they build it, the processes, the algorithms, etc. But a very, very few of them are able to say why they are building those KPIs. With Skylab, we had the opposite way of thinking. We start with the why question. It's like, why should we build those indicators and why should anyone care? And the agreed upon objective was there's a way to improve ATC as a service. And the way we think we can reach that is to make available for the ops room a very precise picture of their performance. And that's the smart scale to tackle the issue. That's the belief of the project. So it's not a decision made by a technical department or the head of DSNA. It's a rather bottom-up approach. Since we had a rather bottom-up approach, it allows us to share with the users the way we are building it. And since we're building it to share it with the ops room, we wanted to build trust around the metrics. So the best way to do that was this bottom-up approach, because the people using the metrics are part of the project. It's made by the ops, with the ops, for the ops room. And we want to share the metrics with the ATCOs because we think it is the smart scale to improve in the areas we can still improve.
When you say sharing with the ops room, how shall I imagine that? Is it really like you have a big dashboard somewhere in the ops room that controllers can see day in, day out, even during their shift? Or are we talking about debriefing and post-ops analytics?
For now, the first version of the tool is rather available in a post-ops use. So how would it look like? Because we are at the very start of using the tool, really. We spent almost 3 years building it with many difficulties and problems all along the way. But we managed to make the tool available now in CDG and trying to deploy for other airports now. But the way we see it is that the results we have in the database allows managers to build key performance indicators. And since we share those indicators from the first step with the APCOs, it allows us to build trust around those metrics. And in a post-ops way, go back to the teams and say, look, for the past 3 or 6 months, this is the picture of our performance regarding safety, capacity, environment. In those areas, for example, for one indicator, the team did quite well. Can we share your experience and say, could you put words on how you made it? And let's share it with the other teams. And on another side, we could say, well, here on the average, you're a bit low on this indicator. Let's share with you what we think could bring improvement in this area, thanks to sharing this topic with the other teams and with the managers and with the safety division. So it's really a virtuous circle in which we build the indicators with the ops room, we share with the ATCO teams, and the result should be that where there's room for improvement, we can reach that purpose.
It's really stunning for me to see the proximity you have between the project team, the development team, and the operation on site. And actually, it's quite disruptive knowing a bit of the inner working of the SNA. The product is developed actually by an operational unit. It has not been developed remotely or ordered by top management to the technical department. It's really started from the ops unit, was developed by the operational unit. So how was that new way of working going on for you? And how was it received by your colleagues on Parisian unit of the SNA?
That's a very interesting question. Thank you, Vincent. Because it was made possible by the fact that in the first step, the project was led by an ATCO. And I had the chance to meet along the way some other ATCOs who had not only the ATCO view, but had the capacity to code, to develop the tool, the algorithm, and to work very close with the DTI, which is the Direction of Technical and Innovation in Toulouse. There's a software there called Elvira, and at the head of it, we have Jacques Lugardon and Laurent Volkmann. And we've been working hard with them on the tool to get the best results out of it. And to be completely honest, the disruptive way we had to go with the project was really stunning for many people. Not only stunning, but scary. We don't do that way. We never done that way. So when you do things differently, the first reaction is people being scared, trying to understand what's going on and to mitigate the risks and everything. We had a belief that that was the only way to improve air traffic control as a service. So we went through the project with this idea in mind and thinking we would never deviate from this original idea. And being close to the ops room, starting from the bottom, was made possible because we are the bottom. So we have ATCOs in the project. We have a really great way of working with DTI, with the technical department. And since we had that, then we had to focus on how can we convince the people around and up the administration, DSNA and the head of department, that regardless of the way we did, regardless of the way it has been done in the past, the way we did it is not risky, is the only way we can really improve air traffic control as a service. And we made proofs of that because the best value of the project is the consistency of our metrics. It's not anymore some metrics led by top management and ordered to the ops room or to the divisions. The metrics come from the bottom, so we know how consistent they are. And the rest of the job is to share with the top management to be sure that the way we built the indicators goes well with the idea they have of their indicators. So we don't want to have too many indicators, too many different indicators on every airport, everything. So it has to be managed from a top-down approach. But the way we build them, the way we understand them, we gave meanings to those metrics for the first time. The metrics you get through the database and the way you expose in the HMI means something to the people supposed to use them.
I really like and feel your passion for that project. And we really feel it's your baby and it's something coming from the ops, for the ops, as you said. Now it's clear that you started getting the first metrics in a very special time. We are still in the COVID crisis. At the time we record, friends start talking about a fourth wave. So this episode is recorded end of July 2021 for those listening later. So you started getting metrics on your traffic, on your performance as air traffic controllers during a very special time. And did you had lessons or did you see things in your metrics that were contrary to your beliefs? Because that's something that happens quite often when you start measuring a process. You have people telling you their feelings about the process and the data says something else. So did you already have had that kind of surprises with Skylab?
Yeah, exactly, Vincent. You're very right to say that, because that's the one of the very reasons the project exists, is that we want to go away from this approach about feelings, about assuming, about guessing what is our performance, how should go those indicators. We want to be less subjective and we want to be more consistent about those metrics. So we are at the very beginning of the use of the tool, so very little KPIs are being analyzed for now, but what I can tell you is that already we had some surprises. Yeah, let me give you an example. So we have less traffic this year than we had in the past, of course, due to COVID. Okay, that's no surprise. But for example, what we expected regarding one KPI, an important one, which is non-compliant approaches in ratio to a given number of traffic, the number of non-compliant approach should go down. And we expected that.
Can you please tell us what a non-compliant approach is?
Of course, let me describe it. When you intercept an ILS for an aircraft, intercepting an ILS, we have to do that according to several conditions, making the approach compliant. We are talking here about the angle of interception. We are talking about the speed at interception. And we're talking also about the interception altitude. We have to respect that. Those criteria we are measuring, it's in the database, and we make indicators about it, putting this in perspective with, for example, number of traffic. And when we do that, we were expecting that with less traffic, we would do better regarding non-compliant approaches. And in fact, the result with the metrics is the contrary, is that since we had less traffic, we focused on how to answer the pilot's request more. We had more time to do so. And maybe the reason why we did it is we tried to do our best, of course, to have a better capacity to make the pilots happy and to ensure safety. But you know, the pilots, they want to be on the ground as fast as they can. They want to keep speed a little bit more. They want to manage their descent the way is the best for them. And since we have less traffic, we have less safety issue to force them to do it our way. So maybe there was more room for improvisation, for more speed, for maybe less altitude management from the air traffic control part. So what we expected to be a decrease, for example, thanks to Skylab, we saw that it was an increase. That's just an example. We have hundreds of KPIs, but this one was a bit surprising. Yeah,
that's really interesting here because it touches one of the balances which is at the core of ATC. On one side, we want to keep things safe. On the other side, we want to keep things efficient. And under a high workload, safe means working according to standards. But what you are saying, if I'm getting it right, is that because the traffic is lower, you can give more shortcuts, you can give more deviation from standard that pilots want and that operations want and ultimately that the passenger wants because it makes things more efficient. So in the end, saying you have more non-standard or non-conform approaches, it's kind of a good thing in that context, right? It's showing that you are flexible.
It might be a good thing as long as safety is not concerned. I mean, the first job of an air traffic controller is to ensure safety, right? So this KPI shows not much, really. It's just that we are not able to measure, do we put safety at risk, measuring a KPI saying, okay, maybe it's better, more shortcut, more time saved, but do we ensure safety the same way? So, and now it will not only be guessing, well, there's less traffic, we guess safety is okay, so let's give shortcuts more. Now we can measure it, and we can, the great value of the project is that we're not able to cross different metrics and not only say a number of non-compliant approaches, we can put that into different perspectives regarding the number of traffic, regarding the met conditions, regarding many different criteria. And that's where comes the KPI. Otherwise, it's just a result. And a result, you don't do anything with the result, with the number. Now we cross this with meaningful criteria and we go through it and get an answer, like less traffic, more non-compliant approach. How's that possible? And we go through it. And the safety division is investigating with the teams. And we have an answer in the end, which is, yeah, we have more time. And as long as safety is still good, well, we try to save some time for the pilots. So we are on the edge here of the ATCO mission is we have to be efficient, but first we have to be safe, but we want to be efficient. So now it's time for us to take the opportunity that we have less traffic to better understand and to do less, but better. I mean, we have less traffic. Let's take the opportunity to make it better where we can. That's the purpose of the use of the tool Skylab, really.
It's really interesting to see how you go away from feelings about the traffic and the performance to go into hard metrics. And as we said, you started in a specific time with COVID, but I guess you have access to historical data. So could you make comparisons in the pre-COVID time versus COVID times, or is it something on your plan for the coming times?
That's a good question. And that's one of the strengths of the project too, is we have a 6 years history in our data. And since we process the data through Elvira tool, we can build new metrics with the same history. So we started to use the tool during COVID time, okay, this year. But we have this 6 years history and it allows us to compare some key performance indicators we had before with a lot of traffic and increasing traffic and what we do with those KPIs in COVID time. So that's really interesting.
We all know before COVID, some airports and the network were close to their limits or at their limits, sometimes even operating beyond limits. Do you think with these kind of tools, you could find some gains in performance and improve your capacity?
At the very beginning of the project, we had an increasing traffic in Charles de Gaulle, and we were talking about how we could handle about 80 arrivals an hour, for example. So the first idea was, we feel that we can have more arrivals per hour. We want to be sure how we can accept it and measure the performance around those numbers. The COVID came by, and now the approach is a bit different because we know it's going to take some time till we go back to those numbers we had in 2019, for example, in terms of traffic. But we have new challenges coming, safety ones. Environment is also a more and more an issue. And so the value of Skylab is that you can now cross those key performance indicators one with the other. So we come from a time when we tried to push the limits of our capacity, keeping a great level of safety. Now we're trying to take a chance on this great opportunity to have less traffic and to improve the service ATCOs are giving on other KPIs rather than capacity. Now we're more on safety and environment. We know that capacity is not going to reach those numbers from 2019 before 1, 2, 3 years, who knows. So we take the opportunity to improve what we can with the traffic we have. And it's a great momentum to do so because with less traffic, you have more time to improve small things that you wouldn't have time to do before. So that's what we're trying to do. And the tool is giving now tangible evidence of things that we prior guessed or assumed. Now there's no room for interpretation anymore. And that's how we build trust around the metrics, trust around the tool, and trust brings a room for collaboration, cooperation with the ATCO teams. And since we think it's the great scale to improve where we can, I think we reached one of the best objective and the most disruptive one, let's say, which was share with the greatest user the metrics we built in this tool, really.
That's really impressive. And I think it closes the circle, what we talked in the beginning about the need for measuring something before you can improve it. And it looks like a tool that you created to improve performance is now helping you to improve performance in a different context, which is COVID, and it's apparently proves very useful. So kudos on that. Now to finish our usual question, if you are a listener of this podcast, you know it already. Loic, how do you see ATM and specifically performance management in 5 years from now, but also in 50 years from now?
That's a difficult question because our world is really changing fast and it could change in different ways. We know that there are more and more environmental issues around it, less plane, more train, how is the civil aviation come back from this really great crisis? My point on this is in 5 years, I think it's going to take some time, but we're going to go back to those numbers we were talking about, like the traffic's going to come back, maybe different, maybe less business traveling, but still the planes will be there and the numbers going to come back in 1-2 years at the level we had in 2019, I think. As far as performance management is concerned, I think that if we're good enough, we're going to use this time to manage performance in a different way. As I said, now that we are able to measure in the right way the metrics with a lot of meaning for the people using them, we're going to be able to improve enough to be able to welcome as much traffic as before, but in a better way, as far as safety and environment is concerned. So in 5 years, I think we'll be able to say, look, traffic is back. And in the meantime, we take the opportunity to clean where we could, to improve where we could. And now we're ready to cope with those new issues as far as environment is concerned. So that's for a 5 years perspective, let's say. Well, in 50 years, that's difficult. I think a lot's going to change and we're going to need many new tools to endorse what's coming up. I mean, the way we work, the tools we use to work, there's going to be more artificial intelligence in the place. There's going to be more interaction in between the people working. And we're gonna have to be more effective in a different ways that we don't even know about. So in 50 years, I think more planes, more modernized tools.
Loic, thank you very much for taking the time to present us Skylab today and what you do in Charles de Gaulle about operational performance management. Your contact details are in the episode notes, so I guess if anybody has interest about Skylab, they can contact you via the LinkedIn profile.
I'd be very happy to do it. Thank you very much, Vincent.
This was Radar Contact.
Visit foxatm.com or your favorite podcast platform for more.